The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
You would think they're beating both Carlton and Hawthorn based on exposed form. Sends them to 8-3 and then...
Oh, Kingy, they're going to be hard to beat. They're playing some good footy.
Yeah.
And that's why I think both these teams, they'll be right in it up to their eyeballs come the end of the year.
So the Eagles are making their way off the ground. Not everybody happy with us tonight. Will at Sir Whopper. This season is hard enough for us Victorian Geelong fans without having to put up with your doom and gloom commentary. 10 minutes to go and you already start calling the game over. We aren't listening to you for your unbiased commentary. I'm here for a Geelong call. Well, I think anybody who has any semblance of grasp on the game knew that Geelong were in a little bit of trouble.
Well, I thought we were doing our best to get them over the line.
Yeah.
Oh, they played really well, the Cats. All the momentum in that second half was with the West Coast Eagles. I mean, Geelong had a little patch there in that last quarter, probably 5 or 6 minutes where the game was played at their end. And West Coast were just able to clog them up. The little couple of half chances didn't go their way. And then at the other end, you go down and you get a free kick. Cripps gets 2 minutes to kick the ball. Long ball in. Kennedy's somehow allowed to get a run and a jump at it.
It's a good grab, wasn't it?
And takes a mark. So
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Happy to take your calls, Cat fans, because we do have a couple of those Routley's Party Faves box to give away. Thanks to Routley's. Pick up a Routley's Footy Super Special. 12 heated home party pies for $12. Start lining them up, Briser. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Harry Edwards, well, hopefully he remembers leading the Eagles off after his first game. But it was a game that didn't last beyond, I think, the second quarter was when he went off with that concussion. And, of course, Charlie Constable with some issues for the Cats after being cleaned up very groggy. You suspect he may struggle to line up against North Melbourne on Wednesday?
Yes, King, I would. It's also going to be interesting. I'm not sure whether or not he'd be diagnosed with concussion in the first place. But it looked like he was struggling. It was a head knock.
Yeah.
Can you get on a plane and fly to...
Well, it's the
tomorrow?
Other thing too. Yeah, well, they may even be out tonight. They could potentially be on a red eye. Because it's only obviously over there right now, 8:42.
Perth to Brisbane, that's a shocking flight.
And then they've got to play on Wednesday.
Jeez,
the Cats will be fresh for Wednesday.
we asked the thoughts of some Cat fans. Arj Geese, in hindsight, would have liked to have seen a few changes so we had some fresh legs in the game. Two grueling games 4 days apart was telling. Jordo 83, need to learn to handle pressures and less goddamn turnovers. Sav cost us 3 goals. Simon in Heighton, in the context of the season, the hub. Here's the Eagles song, by the way. The Eagles singing their song. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Simon in Heighton, in the context of the season, the hub being away from home so long, a hostile crowd, down on personnel, that was a ripping effort. Another situation from Joshua Polson, where it was 21-18, so obviously indicating the umpires having an influence, that holding the ball against Guthrie was abhorrent. Well, I've never had abhorrent used in a tweet to K-Rock Football. Scott Muir, tired of us making excuses for Sav, cost us the game. A yank on the footy, snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Have to tip your caps to the Eagles for battling back. But damn it, the Cats were very sloppy with the ball in the second half. As Rachel joins us on the phone, thanks for your call, Rachel.
Good evening. Very good calling tonight.
Thank you, Rachel.
It was a very close game tonight. Geelong played really well. The boys played really well. We didn't have... many days to go till we had to play because we played last Monday in the rain.
Yep.
And we had a lot of young ones in. But I reckon we'll bounce back next week.
Yeah, Wednesday night, Rachel. I hope you're tuning in to K-Rock Football for a clash against North Melbourne. So some of the names out: Ablett, Atkins, Clark, Dullhouse, Fort, Narkel, Selwood, Stanley. There's some handy outs there for the Cats.
The only two that are walk-ups.
Ablett and Selwood?
Yes.
Clark?
No.
Atkins?
No.
Ford or Stanley, one of those is, because one of them is going to
be the right. But that's not to say that they're going to be any better than Radigalia.
Narkel?
Oh, I think he's in the mix, but he's not a walk-up.
Okay, Chris has joined us on the line. Chris, thanks for your call.
G'day, guys. Great call tonight.
I thought
Mitch Duncan played well. Tom Stewart also played well, and so did Ken Guthrie. And Zach Tui also played well
You're pretty close on the mark there, Chris. Thank you for your call. Also on the Twitter, Willow Bittersweet was worried pre-game. Proud now, but one that got away. Cracking intensity. A few howlers cost us. Bill Robert, who's based in the US, the two scariest words for me right now are Radaglia handball.
Jordan. Well, the irony is that, I mean, you don't want to pick on a player, but he made two really bad skill errors that were unforced errors. There was no pressure. Both resulted in goals.
Killed in the ruck. This is Gordy Cook. Killed in the ruck. Nick Nat was unbelievable. Scott Muir, tired of making excuses for Sav. Cost us the game. Just Jan 2. I've changed my mind. Sav is a big liability around the ground. Sticking him at full forward and nowhere else. Such an awful decision maker. Cost us three goals. Trent McDonald's flat. They've come hard and fast on the K-Rock Twitter, Benny, at K-Rock Football. All we asked was just your thoughts on the game, and they have absolutely punished us. LB, it's just a shame we aren't paying $1 million player to stand up and take control of the game when it's in the balance like that. Oh, wait. Oh, I think he might be having a crack at the 35. Also, how do we have 4 days break and West Coast have eight? What brilliant fixturing. No, West Coast didn't have 8 days. They had a six-day break. Geelong had a five. They played Sunday. Geelong Monday. Benjo, Guthrie lacking the instinct is the greatest crime. His whole career summed up in that very moment. JS, need to rethink whether Asava plays. His turnovers tonight cost us the game. Tom Moody, unforgivable misses by Rowan and Radaglia cost us in the end. Adrian Mancini, huge effort, just couldn't sustain it. Big chance late. Nat Nui and Shuey beat us. We are going okay. They're a bit hard on Asava and Radaglia, aren't they?
Yes, I would say they are. But what you'll get straight after the game is pure emotion, and and that's fair enough from supporters. Supporters live, Kingy, for each game as it comes, whereas if you've got someone like Radaglia and it's your role to work with him to develop into a good player, you know that's going to take time. And he was up again. He would be exhausted right now after going against Nat Nui. He's going to be a good player. He's working out, you know, am I a ruckman, am I a forward? Gee, I've got injuries, so I've got to be a ruckman now. He's going to get there. He's highlighted two errors, and yeah, they were costly tonight, but he's going to be okay.
I agree with you, Nerdy, wholeheartedly, but one thing about it is that sometimes that player like Radaglia, hopefully over his career, he's got to learn to play to his strengths. And his strengths are not going the chip kick backwards that potentially is a little captain risky. That's not his go.
Don't call
for the ball if that's him. If you're his teammate, don't make him have to go for that kick. Let him kick it down the line. Play to his strength.
They're things. You're right, Ben. You're 100% right. And they're things they learn. And the reason that, you know, you were saying, you know, guys like Colin Jasny, like he's nearly played 100 games. So these guys are starting to come into it.
100 on Wednesday.
There you are. So Radaglia is still, and he's had an interrupted start to his season. I'm not making excuses. They're just facts. And you get those facts from all the players that have gone before them over time, particularly the taller guys. And even in his team, we know that Blitzarves took a long time to come in. And, you know, he's a best and fairest winner. We know that Hawkins took a significant amount of time before he, I think, one of those grand finals, 2011. Where he really said, right, I'm here, and it will come. And it's frustrating right now because Geelong, they were so brave. They were so brave, and on the back of a short break, and yes, it was only a one-day difference break, they did everything right up until the last moment. And the Eagles are a quality side. Keep in mind, they absolutely dismantled Collingwood, who everyone thinks is a chance at the top, at the pointy end of the season.
It was a brave effort. Plenty to take from it. Henderson was good.
He was, wasn't
I just
he?
Wonder... Can Henderson and Taylor both play in the same defence? I know they did tonight.
That's been questioned on the Carroll football Twitter.
I just wonder, and Henderson tonight I thought was probably better than Taylor.
Yeah, I think they can. Well, they've done the last 2 weeks, and Geelong have squared the ledger. And look, might not be the first choice, particularly if Blitzarves isn't needed up the ground and he becomes one of your key pillars down back. But I think in this period of time, they need nearly every single player on the list at some stage to play to get through.
So who have they got next week, Kingy, on Wednesday?
We've got North Melbourne on Wednesday.
So North potentially playing Larky and Walker if Ben Brown doesn't come back in.
Yep.
So now Walker's not... You know, he's a reasonable key position player. It might just work on matchups. I just wonder a little bit with, you know, I mean, it's probably catch 22. All right, they will both have to play. I just wonder whether you can sustain them both playing together on one team.
I don't think so. What now the ruck situation? How long are Fort and Stanley out for?
We're looking at for Fort 2 to 3 weeks with a foot, Stanley 1 to 2 weeks.
And let's add another 3 weeks before they potentially get into any sort of form.
Yeah. That'll be because that will clearly have an impact on the selection of the team and those guys playing. So we're looking at what I'm hearing there is we're probably at least another two games, maybe all four, where Radaglia is going to be the number one ruckman. Mm. And the Cats need to just settle that. And then if that's the case, Ben, it may well be that Henderson and Taylor are the key defensive posts in this period of time. But Lachie Henderson popped in for his first game on Monday night. It's now Saturday night. He's played his second one. He's got to back up again Wednesday.
I wonder whether Harry Taylor gets left out of Wednesday's game.
Yeah, possibly because of those two, yeah.
And the Henderson may be a little bit fresher with the two games.
I'm going to say right now Lachie Henderson, I think, is in front of Harry Taylor.
On tonight's performance, I'd say yes. I think so. North don't have three sort of tall forwards, particularly if Ben Brown remains out of the team. They don't really have any. I mean, Larky and I suppose they're mid-190s.
Zerha's
a mid-size, plays 188. So you call a Jasny if someone goes to him, but or Henry.
See, Walker played back today.
Yeah, so you'd have to, if I was hazarding a guess, I'd say Henderson plays Wednesday night. Harry Taylor probably comes out for a little rest.
Selwood back Wednesday night?
Well,
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he was close. It was very close. If they weren't going into a 4 day break following or 4 days following Nieldy, I reckon they may have played him. So, Patrick Dangerfield has been good enough to join us for Geelong Marine World. What a great sponsor for having Paddy Dangerfield on, because you can go and pick up a boat from Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Paddy, Kingy, Benny, Cass, and Nieldy in the K Rock Hub. I would use the word gallant to describe tonight's performance. You had a real crack. You left nothing out there, but in the end, it was just probably weight of numbers told around the footy.
Yeah, we gave ourselves a chance, guys, and it's bitterly disappointing when it's that close. And it was a really tight tussle right throughout the entire game. But unfortunately, we just didn't quite come up trumps, and it hurts.
It was just moments in the game, wasn't there? Just bounce of the ball and a couple of disposals that didn't hit targets, and they come back to haunt you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And obviously the big fella in there, he can hit it just about anywhere. So just sort of trying to nullify that where we can and not have those ones where, they pierced a few out tonight and scored goals from CBs. So there's always plenty to reflect on in a game like that. But we also did plenty right as well. And some younger players really stood up tonight, and I thought it was a really even contribution.
Who impressed you, Paddy?
To be honest, I thought Fogg's pressure up the ground was sensational. He didn't quite have the possession reward, but he's dogged in the contest. Ryan Myers, the same thing. And Mark O'Connor, who's a bit older, but hasn't been playing football that long. Those guys are just learning so much every game, and they're going to be really special players for us long term.
Paddy, Mark Neild here. Look, good effort and all those things that Kingy said, all those, I suppose, adjectives you want to hear if you unfortunately don't get the chocolates, about being brave and fighting it out and all those sorts of things and giving yourself a chance. You certainly did that. It was a great game to watch, and I know that doesn't mean much because you didn't get the 4 points. But, mate, in the third quarter when, we're watching it and you think, oh, gee, the Eagles are coming here. The Eagles are coming. They've got an avalanche of inside 50s. Who are your teammates out there along with yourself that you look to lead the boys out of that moment where you don't have the momentum? And what are the things that are said out there? We're getting a lot of questions on Twitter that who do the Cats go to in moments like that?
Well, I think the strong thing is right throughout our lines, midfield, defence and our forward line, there's a variety of leaders. Clearly our back line is the most number of leaders in our leadership group. But that role's played for everyone. I mean, what we focus on in times like that is what most teams do. It's around regaining possession of the ball, turning it over, and then maintaining possession, trying to find those kick mark chains that we did for quite a bit of the game and controlled play. But as you said, when you're under the pump, that's when you do want to mark the ball, but you still want to actually move up the ground and probably at different stages, just through West Coast pressure, kick long when, perhaps we, ideally we maintain that ball for another 15, 20 metre kick. But their pressure was really good as well. So they're the things that we focus on. But execution, obviously, is another thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right. Hey, mate, in this weird world that we're all living in, it's Saturday night. You're playing again on Wednesday. What does the next couple of days look like for you? Our supporters, your supporters are ringing in saying, right, what's going on with the boys that we think they've got to go to Queensland on Wednesday? What's it look like for the next few days?
Yeah, so we know we're staying up in Mantra Southport, so we had that confirmed yesterday.
That's good. That's great notice.
Yeah, we won't fly out tomorrow simply because there's no real need to, because we won't be doing much training at all this week. Basically, it'll be a captain's run. So for those at home, sort of a, might be a K and a half. We'll do a little bit of high intensity this week. We'll do a, sort of above 24Ks an hour. We'll do a couple of those strides just to get up to speed. But we actually won't do a main session at all. So that'll be done day before the game on the Tuesday. We fly up to Queensland on the Monday. So we'll try and give ourselves a rest tomorrow. We'll do some recovery. Review / preview. I mean, every game basically is going to be review / preview. There's no set day to review games now, simply because of the quick succession.
Paddy, for Geelong Marine World, we're speaking with Paddy Dangerfield. He's Benny Cass.
Paddy, how have you... I know you're disappointed. We sense it in your voice, but how have you gone in the hub? And what did, I saw your Kris Kringle president. It wasn't ideal. I can't remember. It was like a little rod or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, they went to the Trash and Treasure. I would have liked something a bit newer, Benny, but tech defenders, what can you do about that? look,
how have you found it, though? It seems like you're having a bit of fun. We only see those bits, the snippets of vision that come out, but how have you found it, and what have you sort of done to keep yourself amused, and how have you sort of kept yourself and the spirits up of those around you?
Well, as you said, it's little things like, you know, the Christmas in July. It's been... You know, it's one thing. It's certainly tough on players, but it's really tough on staff as well. They're under the same, the same conditions. They're working even harder because of the just how limited number of party members we can actually have. So our staff, to be honest, have just been absolutely sensational. So we can't thank them enough for, you know, all their sacrificing. You know, we get to play the game that we love, but, you know, they're working day in, day out, whether that's our physios, docs, masseurs, you know, team members and alike, like they're sacrificing so much for us. So we really appreciate that. But we've taken the mantra that it's all of us, from, team managers to players, physios, it's everyone. We're all in this together. We've got a travelling party of 80 and we're embracing each other's company and making it fun, because we still get the opportunity to do the thing that we all love and be involved in the Geelong Footy Club. So, you know, we're really cognizant of the fact that it's a shit time for a lot of people at the moment. And what we want to bring for the Geelong supporters and fans is a little bit of enjoyment each week and something that they can look forward to. So our guys have embraced it and we're enjoying the challenge.
Yeah, well said. And I mean, look, tonight I'm sure Cat fans are pretty proud of the effort. I know they'd be obviously disappointed, as the players would be, that you didn't get the chocolates, but there was plenty to hang your hat on. Just to ask you, do you expect to play every game through this period? I mean, you're 30 years of age, but we talk about durable, and if we look up durable, there's probably a picture of you in the dictionary. Do you expect to get through and play all these games, or have you worked out a plan, or is it just sort of wait up, see how you are in the morning and see what happens?
Oh, a bit of it was employed today, Benny. It's bit of time forward, bit of time midfield. It's not just one size fits all. So I think, you know, we're going to have a few players in that boat that sort of play multiple positions. It is easier for me because I can go and sit deeper in the goal square. But at the moment, my philosophy is, yeah, to play every game. And some, it's going to be, you know, a lot more time sort of deeper, resting where you can, versus, you know, running around on ball. And we'll certainly expose a lot of our list. But I think, you know, as a player, you've got to have that mentality of wanting to play every game until the coach says otherwise.
Paddy, it's the best part of 4 weeks ago since you headed to Sydney to start hub life. I understand Marty and your two little ones flew north earlier this week. When do you get to see them? Could you have to wait for them to serve their quarantine, or are you able to see them while they're in quarantine?
No, so they're in Broadbeach, and basically they're in a facility. They've got a little bit of green space outside. There's playgrounds, but they're there for 14 days, so there's no one coming in or out. Hopefully, we've all seen the different reports over the past week. But no,
you're not up for a game of tennis anytime soon, are you, Paddy?
we'll see those guys once that 14 day period finishes. Quite clearly the protocols are changing all the time, and we're just hopeful. I mean, you know, we've seen it. Victorians' numbers, we're seeing New South Wales grow, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we're doing all the things right from a protocol perspective in Queensland, because, you know, quite clearly the league can't afford that to go down, because that's where 14 of the 18 are housed at the moment. So, we'll see those guys in a few weeks' time, and in the meantime, there's really little room for anything else because of just the short turnarounds. Like, I haven't experienced the Lightning Carnival for some time, boys, but that's what it honestly feels like. It's a bigger version. When, no more Belmont Common Grounds. It's flying around the country. But it's a great challenge. It's awesome. It really is. It's so unique. Why not us? Why not this year?
Yep. George, did he turn 3 before you left, or did you miss his third birthday?
No, he turned 3 just before we headed off. So, as you guys know, with kids, like, they grow up in a couple of days. So it's going to be interesting seeing them, after 6-7 weeks, whatever it's been. But look, we know what we need to do. The club's been really supportive of all the families, as the AFL have. So it'll be nice to see him. I think the little man will have just about renovated the accommodation by the end of it. He'll be tearing the walls down, but it's all part of it.
He'll be 6'2" and 80 kilo by the time you see him again.
he just might. He loves his bread. He's big on his carbs, so look out.
No. Now, Paddy, as you know, with my sort of ample frame, I warn him now, carbs, no good.
I think his old man's genes are in that same pool, so be very careful.
Charlie Constable, have you seen him? How is he?
He's as hard as a cat's head, took it, so that was a solid hit, obviously. But, I think he'll be right. He'll give himself a couple of days to rest up, but he's got a pretty hard noggin. It's not all that flash to look at, so I think he'll be fine.
do you want to let him know that he should
harsh,
be glad?
Sorry.
It's very harsh.
Let him know that he should be glad that he's in the hub, because a major chicken chain have run out of chicken in Geelong. He'll be shattered.
I'll pass the note on.
And just finally, Cam Guthrie, did he suffer vertigo, and is that why he decided to play on after taking one of the marks of the year?
Oh, I tell you what, that was, I thought, what are you doing? You jumped early. And that was just, it was spectacular. I was still focused on the mark after. I didn't even know it was a free kick against him. I was still sort of in shock. But these things happen. You get a rush of the head, you think, how great is that? And then Woody has a funny way of reminding you where you're at.
Yes, the karma bus can sometimes crash into you very, very quickly in footy. Hey, Paddy, we really appreciate your time. Missing seeing you up close and personal, but enjoying bringing you all the action through K-Rock, through the K-Rock Hub. Well, commiserations on tonight, but we really look forward to Wednesday night. The good thing is, when you do have a loss, you don't have a lot of time to think about it, and you're back into the next one.
Exactly right. Thanks for having me, guys. Pleasure.
Good on you, Paddy.
Good to talk, Paddy. Really appreciate it. Geelong Marine World joining us is Patrick Dangerfield. Cruising, fishing, or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. 52-232-955. Happy to hear from you, Cat fans, if you're still up and about. Got a couple of those Routley Party Faves box to give away. We've got some tweets to go through as well, and we'll wrap things up on the other side of this. We've got our head-to-head to wrap up for Geelong Insurance Brokers. We'll have a look at the stats for Kerr's Hire. Benny, thematic standout in the order. You'll have a look at that one. Hamlin Hanger, goal of the day for APCO Service Stations, and we'll look ahead to what will be around 10 on K-Rock Football. But tonight, unfortunately, the Cats falling by 9 points, 11-7-73 to 10-4-64, thanks to Warralilly, the community where great things are happening. Live, breathe K-Rock footy. K-Rock
Football! Thanks to Harvey Norman, Correo and Warren Ponds. If your heart,
give your heart.
If there's one thing we've realised in recent months, it's how much we love shopping at a store with a door. Now more than ever, we need to support our local businesses. Give your heart. So when you're looking for any goods or services, remember, do your bit and support a store with a door. You'll be supporting your neighbours, supporting your town. Give your heart. K-Rock encourages you to be vocal and support local. Shop at a store with a door.
Has all this time at home made you realise how you'd really like to live? Perhaps it's time to design your forever home. Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes Geelong, your specialist custom home builder. For over 15 years, we've designed and built hundreds of stunningly unique architectural homes across Geelong, Bellarine and the Surf Coast. Explore the possibilities for your custom home with a free design consultation with our architect. See signaturehomes.net.au, your award-winning custom design professionals.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Alley Platform Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season.
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Alley Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Alley Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Carreo and Warren Ponds.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar are your solar power and energy efficiency specialists. You'll find them at Essington Street in Grovedale. Benny, we've been looking at the Twitter sphere at K-Rock Football. Any more reaction just before we go into some of our commitments to wrap things up here from the K-Rock Hub?
Yep, Asava must go. We play better without Selwood. Henderson had another smart game. Going down the middle was heaps better. So that was from George Pombo.
That's Jorge.
Oh, Jorge, is it?
Yeah, J-O-R-G-E, that's Jorge.
Well, it depends where you're brought up, King.
It is. I don't know how you pronounce the name, but
is that like
it was good going down the middle of the ground.
Hales?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
No, that's what the Spanish call him.
Old Jorge then. Well, Jorge's not happy with the Asava. He wants the Asava out.
Anyway.
So, yeah, look, there's a bit of, obviously, Cat fans were not happy. So, someone posted, Baldy posted a picture of Brad Ottens with Darcy Fort, and it says, shame this bloke's not available, and it says, not sure about Fort, though. So he wants Brad Ottens back in the team.
He only retired 9 years ago.
He probably might be better than the current ruck stocks the Cats have. But, look, he'd love to have the big number six back, but that's not happening. So, yeah, look, they're disappointed, Cat fans, on the Twitter, but I think when they wake up tomorrow, they'll think, well, it was a pretty good effort.
I hope they do.
Yeah, so just quickly, potted history of the stats. Cats had six less inside 50s. They had 22 more possessions. They had nearly 40 more marks. Clearances 35-32, so wasn't a huge discrepancy there. Not much in the contested possession either. Tackles are split down the middle 46. Basically, the stats represent a pretty close game, and it was a close game. 10-4 playing 11-7. Difference being Kennedy kicks four. And the pressure in the second, particularly the third quarter, the inside 50 count in the third quarter was 15-6 in favour of the West Coast Eagles. Geelong were able to even that up in the last quarter. It was 10-11. Geelong had one more inside 50, but West Coast kicked 4-1 from their 10 entries. Geelong were only able to muster one goal too. Individually, Guthrie had a good game. It was quiet in the third quarter, but apart from that, really good. 23 touches, 17 effective. Tom Stewart, I thought, played well. 22, 19 effective. Mitch Duncan, good game. 21 possessions, 19 effective. He kicked a goal. Set up another one to Tom Hawkins.
Sam Hawkins.
Yeah, I don't know who Sam Hawkins is. We'll try and get him. Is he playing the ruck? But Sam made a goal, a bit like Guthrie. He had one possession in the third quarter. I don't know what happened there. He got involved again late in the game, 19 touches. Dangerfield, with man we spoke to post-game, wasn't his best game. He had 14 effective disposals, 7 clearances, which was a team high. He kicked one goal, one and laid 4 tackles. Certainly didn't play poorly, but I suppose you expect him to be sort of dominating, and he's not at the moment, but he certainly didn't play poorly. I thought Tui played quite well, 18 touches. Constable, 16 possessions. He was good, Constable, and then he got knocked out, unfortunately. Parfitt, okay. Henderson, good with 13. Myers, okay with 12. Close, I thought, did a bit.
for a guy in his second game. He's got some wheels. He's got some smarts. He's got, and the thing I like about him, he's got clean hands. He uses the ball well, and he's got clean hands. Apart from one kick he did that went back inboard that missed the target, but he had 11 touches, and Sam Simpson had 11 and kicked a goal. Just some players there. It was interesting that I know he's look. He's a little bit polarizing, but Gary Rowan. He creates a contest and he does all those good things. It'd just be nice if he got a little bit more of the ball.
Yeah, I think, Ben, I agree. I think with Gary Rowan, the way that he plays, what would be good if he just got a couple of easy possessions? Because he does hit the pack hard and he tackles hard. He throws everything into it. And he's one of those players that you rarely see him, you know, get an uncontested possession where he's made space out in his own. Or he does the little handball receive when they're looking to use his pace to break a line, perhaps when he plays a little bit higher up the ground.
He just had 3 disposals for the game. So I know that the pressure and the contesting and all that is crucial, but he's got to find a way to get himself to 8 to 10 possessions
absolutely
a game
does.
Because he can be, he's a lovely kick. He just doesn't touch the ball enough for mine. And unfortunately, only just the 2 effective disposals tonight.
And the amount of contests he gets to, but he just doesn't be able to. He's not just clunking those marks, Benny. Would frustrate him.
Yeah, a little bit.
He flies at the ball well. He gets himself in a good position, but he just doesn't hang on to it. And Radically is the same at the moment as well. You know, flies for everything, but just not enough is sticking at the moment.
No, for the West Coast, Sheed had 24. Kelly had 23, 14 effective. Shuey, 23, was good. Yo, 20, was good after halftime. Duggan was good in the half-back line with 17. And Gaff had 14. But Geelong did okay. Just unfortunately got overrun by a team that's going to be right there when the whips start cracking.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Benny. Kerr's Hire Stats. Kerr's Hire, your local company, hire company since 1982. Thanks to Jared Kerr and the team. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Just updating the ladder. And the Eagles have gone past the Cats on the ladder. So the Cats are now 5-4 and sit 6th. The Eagles have jumped to 4th with a 6-3 record. So the top 4 right now, Port Adelaide, Brisbane, St Kilda, West Coast, followed by Richmond, Geelong, Western Bulldogs and Essendon, with the remainder of this round to be played tomorrow, with the new round starting on Monday. They said they were going to jam footy in, and with the world closing in right now in terms of COVID, and especially here in Victoria, it appears that some of the stuff we're hearing might not necessarily be on the mark, Neildy, that's going to be announced tomorrow. But we'll wait and see with what the Premier's got to say here in Victoria. Gold Coast and GWS tomorrow, Fremantle and Collingwood. That'll be a good game, Fremantle and Collingwood. 6-10, 2 teams looking to bounce back after disappointing performances in Round 8. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head first, Neildy. Hawkins and Kennedy, which I reckon one moment gives Kennedy the march over Hawkins.
Yeah, I'll give you 2. I think the last quarter where he played the game out with great intensity and he hit the scoreboard, the stoppage goal, which I thought was spectacular for someone of Kennedy's size to be able to do that. And then when it needed to be done, that mark from 3 deep, he backed up his work around the stoppage. So I think Josh Kennedy gets the win there. Yeah.
Kelly in Dangerfield.
Oh, Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly's impact on the game was more than Paddy Dangerfield's, I would say. That's comprehensive, I reckon, to be honest.
A steamatic standout, Neildy.
Yeah.
Your disaster restoration experts have been delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives across Greater Geelong for 25 years. That's not an easy selection tonight.
No, it's not, because either side, or both sides, had their moment where they dominated the game and the people sort of fluctuated a lot from their performance. And I think there were a number of people that put their hand up. The way that I've gone, I've given an honourable mention to Nick Natanui. I thought that he was pivotal in the way that the game went. And we do like to keep things at least some type of connection to Geelong. So I've gone with Tim Kelly as the steamatic standout for this evening.
His numbers, please, again, Benny. Have you got the stats still open for Tim Kelly?
Tim Kelly, he had 23 touches, 14 effective, 5 clearances, 5 inside 50s and 3 tackles.
So he only had 8 possessions more than you predicted. You thought he'd have 15 or less.
Yeah, I wasn't far away. He did. He didn't. He played well.
Yeah.
He wasn't you know, he wasn't absolutely dominant, but he certainly played well. I thought first half Menegola was probably best on ground. He just unfortunately only had one possession in the third quarter when the Eagles got their run on, and then he got involved again late. But
I thought also to add to that, Ben, I thought Guthrie was particularly good in the first half, as well as Menegola. I thought the Geelong mids were on top. They were the better team in the first half. I just felt the team comes over the top of you in the second half, and you look for you. I was looking for people that were sort of consistent of performance across the four quarters, and they were hard to find. They had moments. I thought Tim Kelly was probably in that boat of somewhat consistent for each quarter.
For APCO Service Stations, our goal of the day, and Hamelin Homes bringing us the Hamelin Hanger. Hamelin, distinctively local. Benny, which one are you going to start with?
We might start with our Hamelin Hanger, Kingy.
Oh, it was a cracker too.
So we'll go in reverse. This Hamelin Hanger happened with at the 18-minute mark of the final term, and unfortunately for the man who took a Hamelin Hanger, he did a little mischief straight after he marked it, because he went to play on and it was a goal-scoring opportunity and he got tackled. He didn't realise there was Liam Duggan, I think it was going to jump up out of a sprinkler head right behind him and tackle him. But prior to doing that, he produced our Hamelin Hanger with a wonderful mark at half forward. Cam Guthrie.
The Eagles might be away kicking a goal. Instead, Dangerfield sending it long. Cam Guthrie! Oh! Hamelin Hanger! Oh, then he played on and is dumped by Duggan and it's holding the ball.
Yeah, I think what happened was he flew up over one player and took the mark, and they didn't realise that there was a second player sort of at the front of the pack who'd kept his feet because the player he took the mark over actually bit the dust. And then, unfortunately, because he was looking, I'm pretty sure, didn't see it on the vision, but I'm pretty sure Tom Hawkins was probably leading it full steam towards him and would have had 5 metres on Tom Barras. But unfortunately, that's the way it goes. He made a split-second decision and it was the wrong one. And our APCO Service Station goal of the night, this was a real Aussie flare early in the game. The West Coast had kicked the first goal after 15 seconds and Zach Toohey responded at the 3.5-minute mark of the first term to kick our APCO Service Station goal of the night.
Comes out of the tackle made by Dangerfield. Guthrie, Toohey, 51 from goal, pulls the kick, kicks the APCO Service Station's goal of the night so far.
He did. It was a wonderful goal, and as wonderful as what's going on in SBS at the minute. So it's quite extraordinary. I don't know what time is it?
Well, we've got an extra.
We've got an hour. So Bryser has just called extra down the line. So we do have an extra highlight.
He's clearly number one. He's four better than...
No, that's blonde. We're seeing in the K-Rock Hub a close-up of Harry Taylor's scone, and that is a blonde bonce. No, not really.
Disappointing for Harry.
Bounce in the middle radically. I think we got a snort. Oh. Who snorted?
Oh, that might have been me. That was extraordinary, disappointing. It's like as if Harry Taylor doesn't know he's dyed his hair. Like, I'm sure he's aware of it.
The talk is James Parsons is the resident barber of the Cats, and that he might have had some involvement in the...
Have paid Harry.
The other thing we need to find out, too, is apparently there's a good story going around out of the Hub that there is a Geelong player... And I don't know who it is, and I need to find out. But I've got the word today. There is a Geelong player who... They've got a nutritionist with them. And there's a Geelong player for every game in his career, basically since he was a kid to even now in the AFL. At halftime, he has a white Vegemite sandwich.
Really?
Vegemite sandwich on white bread. Apparently, the nutrition... And this player is adamant. This has to happen because he's part of my routine. Apparently, the nutritionist wants to get involved and move them on to multigrain. Apparently, it's causing a little bit of a... Well, just a little bit of a... not fracas, but they're a little bit... The player's not impressed that the nutritionist wants to get involved. I don't know how true it is, but I want to find out who the player is. Now, if we had a victory tonight, the question would have been asked of Paddy.
That's fair. Go and find out for us.
So we might.
So no wonder things went pear-shaped in the third quarter, because they're worried about bloody Vegemite sandwiches at half-time. Concentrate on the game. Know about your sandwiches.
Hey, all the audio from tonight, interviews, quarter highlights at krockfootball.com.au. Great interview with Matty Scarlett pre-game. And, of course, you can listen to Paddy Dangerfield and his thoughts and talking about, probably more interestingly, about how it looks going forward for Geelong, who will back up on Wednesday at 4 p.m. for North Melbourne at the Gabba.
4 p.m.?
We're on air at 4 p.m.
Are we?
For a 5:40 bounce. Yes.
No, I know that, King.
Steam Pocket?
The email. Yep, Steam Pocket. Thanks, Cam. I'm on your way.
Thanks to Parker's for dinner tonight. Steam Pocket on Wednesday. Thanks to Subway for feeding us on other nights as well, which we really, really do thank Craig Goddard and his team for looking after us there. It's a bit different in hub life, but we're being well fed and well looked after by the K-Rock family. So that's us. We're going to have a break. Benny and I have been rested for the next 4 days, because then, Benny, you and I have got 6 straight.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to that, King. I'm going to go and have a white Vegemite sandwich.
It's time to say goodbye to Brian back at K-Rock HQ. Thank you, Bryzer. I love how he's got the sound effects and he claps himself. Fantastic. David Collins has been grumpy since 1992, and this has been something more challenging than he's never seen before. He would never have thought he'd have to deal with footy in a pandemic, but he's doing it.
I love the hub life.
You do love the hub life. You love to boogie.
I just found out there that my mask isn't medical grade, so if I was planning on doing a little surgery on my way home, I'm not allowed to do it in this mask. I'll have to get another one.
Neildy, see you Wednesday.
You will. Looking forward to it.
Benny, see you Wednesday.
Thank you, Linesman. Thank you, Ball Boys.
It's been a fun night. Unfortunately, the Cats falling 9 points short. Match report now up at krockfootball.com.au. It was the Eagles getting it done by 9 points. Thanks to Warrilili, the community where great things are happening. You heard it all on
K-Rock Footy. Chewy takes the pill, handballs to Kelly. He's got a touch already from 55. Is it a goal? Is it a goal? Long ball. Kennedy's marked on the line and he turns around and kicks a goal.
Comes out of the tackle made by Dangerfield. Guthrie, Tui, 51 from goal. Pulls the kick. Pulls the kick. Kicks the APCO service station's goal of the night so far.
Didn't you
51
pump him
metres.
Up?
Mitch Duncan hit all of it and kicked the goal. Absolutely got every piece of it, and he needed 2-2.
It just wasn't there. He was backing into Colajasny, and Darling kicks the goal. Jeez, that hurts. A goal gifted to a side by the umpires when you're on the road.
He's clearly number one. He's four better than...
No, that's blonde. We're seeing in the K-Rock Hub a close-up of Harry Taylor's scone, and that is a blonde bonce. No, not really.
Disappointing for Harry.
Bounce in the middle radically. I think we got a snort.
Ball on the deck. Gaff Cole. Ball spills out the back. Simpson handles to Parfitt. Parfitt goes to goal. Parfitt kicks the goal. Good stuff from the Cats.
Wonderful pickup before being wrapped up by Henderson. He slipped over on the turf. Henderson wrapped him up. That's holding the ball. It is. Lockie Henderson doing some good work defensively tonight. Myers into the middle of Optus Stadium. A handball. Menegola. Long ball. Hawkins one-on-one. Out the back. Should run onto it. And he'll put it through for the Cats seventh. They're seven straight. One of those is Gaff. He's 70 from home. What's he got? He's got a man at the top of the square. Ryan will come with a run. And a fly. Couldn't hang on. Sheed the roving. Sheed dribbling. Sheed goaling.
He did have his opponent had his hand across his shoulder. He certainly, I don't know if he reefed him, he died, but anyway.
Zach Tui, four, a 21-point Geelong lead delivers. Gets his kick to the outer wing, high ball, Yo Flu couldn't mark, yes. Hamlin Hanger contender, got up in front of the pack and on the juggle, diving, took it on the second bite. Allen got a handball up. Cripps, 48 out from goal. Has kicked it because Asava Ranigalia wasn't pinpointed up with his inboard kick. So crunch, Duggan cleaned him up.
He's got concussion.
Yeah, he will be in a world of hurt, and I suspect that means he's not playing Wednesday night either.
No.
St John of God, your emergency specialist now open 24-7. He is getting to his feet. That's a good sign. And will improve to 6-3. I say five straight to improve to 6-3. The Cats will be 5-4. As the ball's kicked to the wing, O'Connor takes it. Wrapped up by Yo. Kelly overran it. Picking it up. Colajasny slung in the tackle. Blitzarves out of bounds. Boundary throwing. I suspect, O'Neill, if you had a said in that block of four, Brisbane, Collingwood, Fremantle, West Coast, and you said to a Geelong fan, what would you be happy with? I reckon a lot would have said 2-2.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And you pushed West Coast to 9 points.
Yes,
sir. Off a 4-day or 5-day break. Boundary throw in front of the pack. It's all over here at Optus Stadium. The Eagles will win, but the Cats, they had a crack. Tim Kelly beats his old side. The Eagles, after trailing for a majority of the evening, kick 4-1 in the last quarter to win by 9. 11-7-73 to 10-4-64. Enjoy the song.
We're the big. We're flying high. K-Rock Football!
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.